Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you should know you should check your draft stats first before you put them on your fantasy team. Or you should definitely check the expiration date on that can of bean dip you picked up at the gas station first before you dive in. Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. See Allstate.com for details. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois. As a business owner, you're always going that extra mile to pursue your passions. So you deserve partners who can help you go further with premium benefits and rewards. The American Express Business Platinum Card offers world-class business and travel benefits so you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. With the Amex Business Platinum Card, you can earn 1.5 times membership rewards points on select business purchases. And you can get complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Terms and points cap apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/Amex Business.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of the Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on the Roku Sports Channel from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show. This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Darnold steps up in the pocket. He's holding it too long.
Just run.
Throw it, man.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Here's what I think the Vikings should do. What they should do is re-sign Sam and come up with a number that they won't go past. And if I'm Sam Darnold, I accept that number.
Earlier on the show, NBC Sports Boston Patriots insider Tom Curran, Fox Sports college football analyst Bruce Feldman. Coming up, Bills linebacker Von Miller. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
That's right, everybody. Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Future Hall of Famer Von Miller slated to join us here in hour number three. Oh, absolutely, future Hall of Famer Von Miller.
You put so many people in the Hall of Fame, it's hard to keep track.
Guess what? Guess what? I'm right about almost every last one of them. I put Derrick Henry in the Hall of Fame about 3-4 years ago.
You did, and you know he was not at the time, but I think
I disagreed.
I
thought he was
now
a Hall of Famer.
Not at the time. I mean, you can't put a Hall of Famer in with 7,000 yards.
Ask Terrell Davis. Ask Gale Sayers. You know, keep going.
Right.
You
and
can see. You
there
can
are
see
legit conversations, okay, not about Gale Sayers.
He's now Hall of Famer?
Yeah, I think so.
Derrick Henry, correct?
Yeah.
First ballot Hall of Famer as well.
If they win the Super Bowl, yes.
Or if he winds up
playing for a couple more years
and getting Emmitt Smith's record,
he's not going to do that. But you know, he gets.
How do you know that?
Do you want to make a 7-year wager? Because I will do that with you.
Is it?
I will play a long game.
It would be 7 more years. It's a 7,000. Didn't we discuss that yesterday?
We discussed this yesterday.
Yeah, he's 7,000 yards behind.
Okay, and how many yards do you have this year? About 1,600, right? 1,700.
Yeah, 17,
okay.
I think.
So
yeah,
let's just say slightly diminishing returns, 1,500 yards next year, 1,400 yards after that.
Oh, you're dropping. Is he play 5 more years?
Why wouldn't he? Look at him.
I'd be shocked.
Look at him. He's a tank.
I'd be shocked.
What, Frank Gore played till how old was he? Well, future Hall of Famer Frank Gore.
Derrick Henry is so much better than Frank Gore. It's
not even
funny.
It's not the point, though.
Frank Gore, he is a stat compiler.
I'm just confused.
Yes.
Like, you want to talk about, like, how does Von Miller go into the Hall of Fame? How does this, like, make you go, I don't know about that? Like,
what?
Von Miller, the Super Bowl MVP, 8-time Pro Bowler.
Right, like, he just said it, and I was like, oh. It's just like, I mean, look at the stats. Yeah. I'm not saying he's not a Hall of Famer.
Well, I mean, that's what it kind of came
by
off.
By the way,
like,
if he comes up with a sack and a half on Sunday, and if he doesn't and the Bills move on, he's a sack and a half shy of tying Reggie White for 5th most career playoff sacks. I mean,
and he got hurt in 2013, but his first 7 years were amazing.
Spectacular.
Von Miller, yeah.
Right. So he will be joining us shortly on this program. 844-204-RICH being the number to dial if you want to have a conversation with us. We're live on the Roku Sports channel. We're also live on this Rich Eisen Show terrestrial radio affiliate on our Infinity Sports Network, coast to coast, 120 radio affiliates. We're also going to switch Sirius XM stations from 158 right now to 375 on Friday. 375 on Friday. Let's talk about the Dallas Cowboys open coaching position. I believe Albert Breer talked about this on What the Football yesterday with Susie and Amy. Albert hit on so many things from the Steelers head coaching position. If Mike Tomlin chooses to move on, is the way it apparently looks right now, but save your breath, he said, in terms of calling and asking to trade for him. And then he also talked about Albert, what the Vikings may do at the quarterback spot, so on and so forth. But this is what he had to say. Is this the Jerry Jones's? Okay, this is what he had to say about Jerry Jones's way of doing business and what he might do at the head coaching position.
We talked about this last week with Stephen A. Smith on our podcast about the lack of people telling Jerry what time it is.
It's interesting because I think Jerry has some, I would say, competing priorities. You know, and one that, like, he's been sort of the leader of the pack in the idea that teams are spending too much on dead money on coaches' contracts. Now, that's a rabbit hole we can jump down. I guess the Panthers would be a good example, right? Like, that's put them in this difficult spot where, you know, you're allowing for a coach's contract to run out. And I think if Mike McCarthy had, say, 2 years left on his deal, he'd probably still be there right now. But it's complicated doing a new, completely new contract with a coach, and it's put them in this spot now where it feels like they've got to start over a little bit. And so now Jerry looks at it and, you know, again, like, he wants to go chase a championship badly, but, you know, his business principle there kind of, I think, put the team in a tough spot. And now you go from having an experienced Super Bowl winning coach in Mike McCarthy, who won 12 games 3 years in a row for you, and I think had a pretty representative effort from his team this year, even after the quarterback went down for the year, and you're back kind of in the wilderness looking for one. So, you know, how do you find a coach who's ready to go? Is that Kellen Moore? Is that Deion Sanders? Is that Steve Sarkisian at Texas? I don't think they know right now. And it's an interesting spot to be in because they're so deeply invested in Dak. They're so deeply invested in CeeDee Lamb. Micah Parsons is not going to come cheap. I mean, I'm telling you right now, I think he's going to want $40 million a year. So you're really kind of invested in a small group of players. You got an older owner, and yet the coaching situation is in flux because of this business principle. It's a really weird spot that they're in.
Interesting. That kind of states it right down to the T here is what the issue is you've got a quarterback coming off of another injury-marred season at $60 million per. You've got a top-five wide receiver. CeeDee Lamb is that. You've got a running game in Rico Dowdle that may be
a 1,000 yards, right?
A higher register type running game. Rico Dowdle can get it done for you.
For an upgrade, though.
The offensive line, you got you hit on that kid, Tyler Smith.
Still, though,
you need to do a little bit better there.
Yeah, a little bit better there.
Right. And defensively, how about that number? $40 million, which is another reason why you get it done early.
But Micah has come out and said, for whatever this means, that he's not interested in being the highest paid player. He wants to make sure that there's talent around him.
Well, then he shouldn't ask for $40 million bucks.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see if that comes to light or not, but
it's nice of him to say that.
Well, I think
well, look at CeeDee Lamb. CeeDee didn't attempt to become the highest paid wide receiver. He could have held out for that. He took a number and he was happy with
a quarterback
it.
At $60 million, wide receiver at what, 32, 33 million, and a pass rusher at $40 million. Oof. And an owner that has all the money in the world but doesn't want to pay it to somebody who's not working for him. That one I don't – and that's what – who came on the show and yesterday? It was John Machota of The Athletic, right? Mm-hmm. He mentioned how Jerry doesn't like paying a lot of coaches, and how Deion has a big coaching staff in Colorado, which he does have, by the way, which is another reason why. I mean, if you are Deion, of course you're taking Jerry Jones's phone call.
Of course.
Right? You look down at your phone, you see it says Jerry Jones, although I would love to, because Deion's already booked for the Super Bowl.
Oh, it says Mr. Jones.
No, I don't think it's... No. It's got to be... Deion's got nicknames for everybody.
Oh, you know, that's true.
I'm humble host.
The boss? He just says boss or something in there?
He probably says boss.
I don't know what it says. I can't wait. I would love to find out. How has he put Jerry Jones in his phone?
Uncle Jerry?
Unc?
I'm wondering how I'm in his phone.
Humble host.
Maybe I'm humble. I don't know.
Humbleness.
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 As he likes to say.
Humbleness. By the way, yesterday I turned my TV on and the screen comes up on the Roku, and there's Deion's face for his Tubi show.
Oh yeah.
Rich, now that I'm thinking about this, man.
It's just like. I'm like one of the like. Does it know that I'm talking about Deion all the time?
It's listening. I was thinking about this last night, man. Forget all this stuff. You know Deion better than anybody in this room, better than anyone we know. What do you think he's thinking?
I haven't spoken to him.
I know you haven't spoken to him, but you know the man. You spent tons of time with him. You guys are friendly. You're beyond friendly.
I think the idea of being the coach of the Dallas Cowboys, I think, absolutely intrigues me. I mean, it should intrigue any human being, but for him, that would be something that he would he'd have to run down
the pluses
a few things before making a decision, because where he is right now, he runs the program, he's got the coaching staff he wants. I imagine anything that he wants, Colorado is willing to endeavor to give it to him. He is in a spot that can go to the college football playoffs by winning the Big 12. Okay. And he could stay there the rest of his life if he wants. Even he knows that Jerry's tapped people on the shoulder before.
Well, we just got done saying, though, he doesn't tap them quick enough.
So I don't know. It would intrigue him. I don't know if it's an automatic yes.
I just don't. I think now that it's out there, the story has to be, it has to be written. Like, he has to do it.
I don't know about that.
Again, would be amazing.
It depends
for
what
for
he
content.
Has to think about Dak. Yeah, Dak's going to be content, his quarterback. But. I mean, there's a lot that goes into it.
In reality, it makes no sense.
The idea of endeavoring is not a bad idea. Joining us now right here on the Rich Eisen Show is one of our favorites. Enjoyed having him in studio years ago. Always loved chatting with him before the marquee NFL divisional playoff game. Von Miller here on the Rich Eisen Show, getting set to take on the Baltimore Ravens for the Bills. How you doing, Von?
Howdy, guys. I'm doing pretty good. It's dope to be back on the show.
It's great to have you back. Von, what was it like playing against the Broncos? Von?
It was weird. You know, if it's a team that I love, almost as much as the Bills, it's the Denver Broncos. And, you know, you can't really try to hide that love, but, you know, in between, you know, snaps, those little 3 to 4 second bursts in the game, you got to turn it on. I want to get the win. But, you know, after that, it was all love.
So, and in terms of your last few weeks, I don't know if it feels this way to you, but do you know who leads the league since week 13 in quarterback pressures in the National Football League? Von Miller?
Greg Rousseau?
No, sir. No, sir. He's on the screen right now. Not me. You could put Von back on. It's not me. It's you. You have, since week 13, 25.5% quarterback pressure rate. That is the best in the National Football League. How are you feeling? Does that feel to you like your twitch muscles and everything Von Miller-like is happening right now, Von?
Yeah, I feel good. If you ask me, I'm just so optimistic. I always feel good. I always want to go out there and play. I always want to rush the quarterback. Even when that probably wasn't the reality in terms of physical health. I just love this game so much. And, you know, I always feel good. We've been playing really good football these last couple of weeks. We've been tight in the run. Had a lot more opportunities to rush the passer. But I always feel good. I'm always excited to be out there.
Well, in terms of being on a championship team, you know what it feels like. Does this feel like one to you, Vaughn?
Like I said, I'm one of the most optimistic players that you could ever have. Even in Denver, when we weren't going to the playoffs, and, you know, we had Case Keenum and Paxton Lynch and Trevor Siemian. I still feel like we had a chance to go to the Super Bowl. But the reality is here that we really do have a good team. It's led by Josh Allen, this offense. Got really good coaching staff, really good front office. Defense is playing lights out as of late. And, we got a chance. We got a chance and potential. You still got to go out there and play the game. And we got a really, really tough team this week with the Baltimore Ravens. They've been playing really good ball as of late as well. So, battle of the MVPs, and I just want to do my part to make sure Josh comes out on top.
Yeah, you played 9 snaps in week 4, so you were just really getting your 2024 season started. And you know how this works. Lamar and Derrick Henry at the mesh point, and they're going to probably look at you, and they're going to see where you are and decide who's going to keep the ball. How do you play such a thing, Vaughn?
You just got to play the game. When you put it on a board and you watch it on film, it's easy. When it's real time and this live action, it's pretty tough. Derrick Henry's one of the best, running backs in the game. And Lamar Jackson is either one or two, however you want to call it. And I got a lot of respect for their coaching staff as well. So I know how to get those guys ready to go. This offensive line is pretty good too. They're stacked all over. So that's why you play the game, man. And that's what makes football so dope. You get one game to go out there and prove it. It's not like basketball where you get 7 games to settle the series. We got this one game. We got 60 minutes. Go out there and play our brand of football no matter what happens. And I like our chances.
Vaughn Miller here on the Rich Eisen Show. How much does one need to mentally prepare oneself to tackle Derrick Henry, Vaughn?
me and Derrick Henry are exactly the same size. So that's it. As far as height and weight, I think my 40 time was a little bit faster. I think he jumps a little bit higher, though. I got a lot of respect for Derrick Henry. We work out together in Dallas in the offseason. So it's you gotta have population. I think it's a tough task for anybody in the National Football League attacking him 1-on-1. You got to have population. We got to know what we're doing. We got to be organized. We got to start the game in the flow state. Last time we played them, they broke a 80-yarder, 90-yarder on their very first possession. So, that's why you go out there and play the game. We got them home this time. They're hot. We're hot. And this is what the division round is all about.
And let me bite on that, the piece of information you just gave me, because I know you got to be competitive. You got to be confident when you're going against Derrick Henry. What in the world is it like working out with him? What the hell is that like, Vaughn?
It's tougher. I feel like it's tougher in the weight room, dude, on the football field to keep up with him. He has multiple workouts a day. His eating regimen. I think it's harder to keep up with Derrick Henry in the weight room than it is on the football field, for sure. That might be a fact. That might be a fact for sure. He's a beast. I've seen it, firsthand. He's a beast in the weight room. He just does things that everybody else do, and he recovers faster than anybody else can. So he's able to push it hard each and every day, all day, multiple workouts a day. He's a beast. That's why he runs like that on the football field. But I definitely think it's harder to stay up with him in the gym than it is on the football field.
Vaughn Miller here on the Rich Eisen Show. What about Lamar? How does one defend him from your position, Vaughn?
Lamar Jackson is a very, very unique player. There's no other quarterback in the history of the game that has played quarterback like Lamar Jackson. A great combination of a running ability and passing ability. He's gotten a lot better passing the ball. He's one of the elite passers in the league. He's one of the elite runners in the league. It's lightning in the bottle. Sometimes you get rookie quarterbacks that they get afraid back there and they take off running. You can see him really dancing in the pocket as well. He's trusting his offensive lineman. He'll drop back, step up, drop back out, step back up, find an open guy, buy time. And he's truly an elite player. I'm a fan of Lamar Jackson. We still got to go out there and play the game.
Noticed Anthony Brown was signed to the practice squad. He's playing Lamar against you. Is that what is happening right now?
Yeah, practice? He's gonna be a shade of Lamar. He's gonna be a shade of Lamar. We can't get the full color. But he'd do a great job for us on the scout team.
Okay. Von Miller here on the Rich Eisen Show. A few minutes left with him. So I couldn't help but notice the way you termed it before, Von, when you were talking about getting ready for this game, the marquee game, two MVP candidates, and win it for Josh is basically what you said earlier. Do you view your ability to pen in and keep Lamar from winning this game helps Josh Allen's cause? And even though the MVP vote is in, but just in terms of a conversation as to who the MVP of this league is, do you view this game as such, Vaughn?
Yeah, I mean, it's the biggest game of the year. You got the MVP front runners. I think they should wait till after this game to see who the MVP is. I mean, whoever wins, it'll be clear. You know, the vote is already in, but maybe, you know, a couple of guys are holding it back. But this is what you play the game for. You know, two really great teams, two really great quarterbacks, two really great defenses. This is why you play the game, and this is why I'm 14 years in, still playing the game, still getting excited for games like this because of these moments, just like this.
So how does this team follow Josh Allen's lead? Vaughn, you've been around a lot of quarterbacks, and you've been around you know, multiple teams, and you're also a leader in your own right. How does this team follow Josh Allen's lead, Vaughn?
You know, the quarterback is the most important position in probably all of sports. You know, teams go as the quarterback go, and that team takes on an identity of the quarterback. The Baltimore Ravens, they have an identity of Lamar Jackson. We have an identity of Josh Allen. You know, he's our guy. He makes it go. Lamar Jackson is their guy. He makes it go. We just want to give him multiple opportunities to do what he can do, multiple shots on goal, whether that's turnovers, three and outs, short drives, whatever we can do to get the ball in his hands, because he's truly a special player, just like Lamar Jackson is. And, you know, time of possession would be a huge one in this. Multiple shots on goal would be a huge one on this. And we just want to do our part in making that happen for him.
You were there to bring a championship to Denver, and you know how that fan base had been waiting, you know, quite some time, obviously, not as long as what Bills fans have been waiting for. What would it mean to the fan base there, do you think, for you to bring a Lombardi in a few weeks home, Vaughn?
Yeah, it'd mean everything. You know, I've been here for 3 years, and you could just feel the identity of this football team in the community. And that's we've had a lot of Hall of Fame players come through here, a lot of great seasons, but that championship trophy is something that's been elusive here. And we got a hell of an opportunity to go and do it. Got to take it one day at a time. And I like to say, not even one day at a time, one moment at a time. A day is full up of several moments. You got to win those moments. And the game will truly take care of itself. So I'm here to rush the pass. I'm here to make plays. I'm here to get sacks. But I'm also here to kind of drive down the anxiety and kind of rely on my experience on other Super Bowl teams to relay that to those guys as well. So it'd mean the world to this community. And, you know, if it's for us, it's for us.
So in the couple minutes I have left with you, Vaughn, just want to linger on you personally for a bit. You know, the famous Marshawn Lynch line for players who are getting towards the end of their career to take care of their mentals and take care of their chicken. For you, chicken is literal. I could see that on your hat. How is the chicken business, Vaughn? How's the chicken business?
The chickens are doing great. We got a contract with HEB down in Texas, Greener Pastures Chicken. And you guys can check it out. I don't know if you guys are familiar with HEB, but it's kind of like Vons. You know, in California, you got Vons grocery store. HEB is something, you know, similar down in the South. And, you know, we got a contract with HEB and got Greener Pastures Chickens in there. And, you know, we provide a non-genetically modified product, organic, and the certification that I'm really, really proud of is the humanely raised product. So many people want to know how their product is produced, and at Greener Pastures Chicken, we have happy birds. They only have one bad day, and they don't even know it's coming.
Oh my word, what a way to say it. You caught me with that one, Vaughn. Man. You certainly caught me with that one.
That's the line right there.
last one for you, Vaughn. Age 35, you mentioned year 14 for you. What's it like on Sunday when you put on that uniform? What goes through your mind?
My heart still beats like it's year one or year two. Driving to the stadium, I still get that excitement. Like it's year one or year two. My mom always told me, you know, if you want to make God laugh, start making plans. you know, this year has been a good year, and I don't know what the future holds, but I know I can play football next year. After that, I don't know. I feel like I've proved it to myself that I can still play, can finish this one out, and I can play next year as well. After that, I really don't know. You just had to play it, you know, 1 year at a time. We got a hell of an opportunity right now with the team that we have with Josh Allen and his defense, and we're striking hot. So we take advantage of this year, and who knows, you know, what happened. Michael Strahan won a Super Bowl, and he rode off into the sunset. Won a Super Bowl, broke the state record, run off to the sunset. So, you know, if opportunities present itself like that, then who knows. But on my slate right now, I'm feeling good. I'm still rushing the passer great, and I can play football next year.
Yeah, Ray rode off into the sunset after winning in the Superdome, you know, which is where you could be in 3 Sundays from now, Vaughn. You know, you never know. Mm-hmm. But
you never know.
In the meantime, I always love catching up with you, man. You're really one of my favorites to chat with. And, you know, it's been a minute, and I appreciate you stopping by before one of the biggest games of the year, as you point out.
Man, I appreciate you, Rich. And, you know, the pleasure is all mine. I know you in person. I know you in real life. I love coming on the show. If you ever need me, you know I got you.
Okay, Vaughn. I will take you up on that. Have a great game on Sunday. You got it. That's Vaughn Miller, everybody, from the Buffalo Bills, right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Fun chat with him. One of our favorites. Before we go to break, here's a riddle for you. What a yoga mats, a toothbrush, and a Hyundai have in common? If you guess they're all fun, well-designed, and super useful, well, you guess wrong. The answer is you can order all those things on Amazon. And the best part, you don't even have to break down a car-sized Amazon box after, because you'll pick up your Hyundai at the dealer. Hyundai, now available on Amazon. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Limited availability. Pick up through a participating Hyundai dealer in select markets. That was a blast. We'll be back with more right here on The Rich Eisen Show in just a minute. Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you should know you should check your draft stats first before you put them on your fantasy team. Or you should definitely check the expiration date on that can of bean dip you picked up at the gas station first before you dive in. Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. See Allstate.com for details. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois. I got a riddle for you. What do yoga mats, a toothbrush, and a Hyundai have in common? I'll give you a moment. Time's up. If you guess they're all fun, well-designed, and super useful, you guessed wrong. The answer is you can order all those things on Amazon. That's right. You can now buy a Hyundai on Amazon, the same place where you order yoga mats, a toothbrush, and pretty much everything else, all from the comfort of your home. And the best part, you won't even have to break down a car-sized Amazon box after, because you'll pick up your Hyundai at the dealer. I mean, picture this. You're in your PJs, snugged in on your couch. You pull up Amazon on your phone and start the process right there. Just locate a nearby dealer, pick your color, your options, check the price, and with a few dotting of some I's and crossing of some T's, voila, your Hyundai is ready for pickup. It's that easy. Just remember to put some real clothes on before you head over, will you? Hyundai, now available on Amazon. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Limited availability, only through participating Hyundai dealers in select markets. Debt can really take a toll on you. Between minimum payments and interest rates, it's really stressful, and at times it feels like you just can't get ahead. Navy Federal Credit Union understands debt is a huge stressor, and they're here to help. Navy Federal Credit Union has all the financial tools and resources you need to dominate debt. Right now, Navy Federal Credit Union is offering a 0% intro APR on credit card balance transfers for 12 months. Plus, you can also get $250 when you spend $2,500 in your first 90 days on a Cash Rewards or Cash Rewards Plus credit card. Don't let debt drag you down. Visit NavyFederal.org to start dominating debt today. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA. After the intro rate expires, variable APRs are 15.15% to 18% based on credit worthiness. Rates are subject to change. ATM fees for cash advances are up to $1 at non-Navy Federal ATMs. What is the furthest you've ever thrown a football, Josh?
The furthest was in Wyoming, so I did get a little assistance from the elevation.
Yes.
But it was right around 83 yards.
Right around... Yeah. right around 83.
Yeah.
Are we rounding up or are we rounding down at the 83, Josh?
We were probably rounding up just a little bit, but 83 was that was the number.
So, I don't know. I'm looking up to see if you're playing in Denver at all so you can play, you can get a little bit of some altitude. Can you do that in an NFL game, you think?
I mean, there was one game, I think it was my rookie year against the Dolphins. I threw a ball dang near as hard as I can, and my receiver was 60, 70 yards downfield, and I overthrew him just by a little bit.
But, you airmailed him.
I did, and that was just one of those, like, I didn't feel like I threw it as hard as I could, but my hip fired so hot, and it just came out of my hand extremely well, and it was spinning, and it was a little warm in Miami, so it might have flown a little farther, but it was just one of those that just kind of even blew me off guard, so something I've toned down a little bit, though, and I feel like I've got a little more control on my sure. ball right now.
Oh, understood. No, accuracy is something that you definitely have improved on, as we have seen. So let's just walk me through this. At some point during a game in your career, let's just say it could even happen this weekend against New England, where you have to throw a Hail Mary to win it. At what yardage do you say to your coach, I still got this. Give it to me. Your own probably, what? Your own what?
We're like, I know I can get the ball in the air and get it probably a good 4 or 5 yards even end zone, probably around the 35.
Your own 35?
Yeah.
Okay. Because, you know, you're probably going to have to avoid a rush a little bit, even if they're coming at you with 3-man. You're going to have to roll out a little bit. So right around your own 30-something yard line, you can get it in there. You think so?
Yeah, I think so.
Unbelievable. Josh Allen, in his many appearances here on the Rich Eisen Show on our YouTube channel. Check it out. It's a lot of fun, I guarantee you. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. God, I love Von Miller. I just love talking to, you know, guys who are in year 14. And he chased around Bo Nix last week, and now comes Lamar Jackson, and he's showing to work with a smile. And by the way, that stat is amazing. At age 35, the best quarterback pressure rate in the NFL since week 13, including the playoffs. And he led the Bills with 5 quarterback pressures. 5 on Bo Nix. 5. When he started in the league, Bo Nix was in grade school, right?
Yeah.
Wouldn't he be? Bo Nix, is Bo Nix
well,
what?
Bo's, what, 26, 20, right?
If he's 24, is Bo Nix 24? He was 10.
Bo Nix.
He was 10.
24.
Yeah, so he was in the fifth grade when Von Miller started. Was, by the way, John Elway's first draft choice in Denver.
True.
So that's what he's doing. 6 sacks, 8 quarterback hits in 13 games in 2024. And he's going to have to, I mean, that's why I asked him. Because you want to talk about that business at the mesh point. Who's got it, Lamar or Derrick Henry? You read the end to make that decision sometimes.
Yep.
And he's the end. So what do you do? How do you play it? You got to gear yourself up. You want to tackle 22.
It's going to be 7 degrees in Buffalo Sunday night.
Oh. Is that right?
Yeah.
Think about what he said, though. Von Miller is a linebacker. Derrick Henry as a running back is the same size.
The same size, right.
So that's a linebacker you got to try to tackle 26, 30 times a game.
It's like that meme of him and Mark Ingram standing next to each other.
Right.
They play the same position.
YL in Pittsburgh, you're here on the Rich Eisen Show. Let's take your phone call. What's up, YL?
My man, how you guys doing?
What's going on?
What's up,
how
YL?
You been?
Staying safe out there at West and
doing our best.
Trying to, brother.
Well, man, I'm just calling to kind of I put my foot in my mouth for believing in the Steelers again this year. But, there's a couple things I want to quite ask you, but I just want to make one comment. So, you know, we talk about Tomlin's tenure, but Harbaugh, you know, is only a year behind him, right?
Mm-hmm.
So them two, they're the two longest standing coaches with the team. But when you compare the two, okay, there's a big difference, right? You know, I get tenure is good. All right, for a job in the white collar, you don't jump from team to team. But man, he can't win the big games. He has problems with Harbaugh. He had problems with Belichick, right? And look, I know Rich, you like him. I mean, he's a nice guy. Says some nice things. Motivates the team every once in a while to win a playoff game. But he's not a Super Bowl coach, my opinion, and a lot of people in Pittsburgh. But I guess, you know, Russell Wilson thing. What do you think happened to him? You know?
What happened to him? I don't know. I mean, again, I'm not an all 22 tape head. I listen to those who watch the tape, and what they say is, you know, Russ has issues seeing the field on occasion, and you know, if the way Kurt Warner's been describing it, because I listen to him more than anyone else, because two things: one, he knows what he's doing, and two, I'm captive when I hear where he talks. And he keeps saying that the 50-50 moon ball that Russ throws so expertly, if it hits, you've got an offense. If it doesn't, you don't. And and the running attack wasn't working this past week. And, you know, you could say what you will about Russ, but, you know, the defense gave up almost 300 yards of rushing.
Yeah.
YL. And so, but I mean, it's not like Tomlin motivates the team to win a playoff game every now and then. He is an incredible motivator. He is an incredible leader of men. They will follow. You speak to any Raider, I mean, any Steeler, pardon me. You speak to pretty much any Steeler. There's obviously exceptions. They will go into through the gates of hell for him. They love him. Cam Hayward loves him. T.J. Watt talks glowingly about him. All of them. And the question is, you know, do they have the right players there? And would a different coach be the guy? I mean, like, really, this is what the Steelers have to figure out is who would it be if they finally do want to move on? Who do they take? Who do they go and go get?
Yeah.
And that's the whole thing I would ask you, YL, is do you go and get another coordinator and hope that he's the guy? I don't know. At least with Tomlin, you know who you have. And let's get him a top five quarterback again. He had a top five quarterback for the first, 10 years of his tenure there?
So on that note, right? So since he's been there, all his first round draft picks, they're good, but all of them, you know, were gone after 2 years. He inherited Big Ben. So I mean, I understand what you're saying about the motivation, right? And maybe you should go, you know, on tour and talk to men and motivate them, you know. But there's something not working, not right, you know. I mean, they go 10-2, 10-3, and I get it. The last, you know, four or five, the three games they were tough: Philly, Baltimore, Kansas City.
But those are the teams. Those are the teams you got to get past to win the Super Bowl. And I hear you on that, YL. Yeah, and that's why again, thanks for the call, sir. And that's why I said what I said this week. First time I've said in a microphone that I think it would be time for everyone to think about parting ways. Because if I'm Tomlin, you know, it was obvious towards the end of the Andy Reid era in Philadelphia, right? It was obvious.
Yeah.
You kind of felt it. You saw it, you felt it. But it had fallen apart worse than what it is in Pittsburgh right now. Make sure I get that correct. I'm virtually sure of that. You know, you take a look at Andy Reid's, I'm calling it up right now here. His last year, he was 8-8 in Philadelphia. That was his last year.
4-12.
4-12, pardon me. Yeah,
in 2012.
Yeah, let me get this correct here. Andy Reid, at the end of his tenure in Philadelphia.
10-6, 8-8, 4-12.
Yeah, they lost, and they lost in 2009, they lost a wild card. And then in 2010, they were 1-done in 2009. They were 1-done in 2010. Then they missed the playoffs 2 years in a row.
Yep.
And then they bounced him.
I mean, Tomlin's gotten a longer leash.
Well, he's had a longer stretch of not winning a playoff game.
Right.
But 8-8 and 4-12 were the end. I mean, I think if Tomlin went 8-8 and 4-12, it would be a different ball of wax.
Yeah. For sure.
But instead, they keep doing the old 10-7 thing, which is why, you know, Steeler fans would say, pull the ripcord now. And again, I mean, if the Dallas Cowboys want to hire him, does that put you in any better position than the one he's in right now? Yay or nay? Is he in a better spot being the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys?
You got a quarterback. You got a superstar receiver who's not an absolute knucklehead.
That's a first.
And you have
the defensive player of the year who doesn't have a podcast. Where you currently are right now.
I don't think the podcast is an issue.
1,000,000%, dude. No. It's again, I never begrudge a player for talking. I never begrudge a player from trying to set him or herself up for the future by getting media chops going down. You remember Micah Parsons was here and it was time to leave and he said, I would love to do your job. Remember we swapped places? I had him sitting in my chair and I sat in his chair. And it was fun and terrific. You know? But if you're a coach, do you want somebody, you know,
these
talking?
Have-
I understand that, but do you want somebody talking every week to comment on stuff? He went through that with Big Ben, and that created more problems.
Yeah, he's going to have to deal with the owner doing that every week.
Now that's true.
Dallas,
you know, so great point.
And he can't great start point. That.
There's no Art Rooney. Yeah. There's no Art Rooney show.
Yeah,
and that's more distracting than anything. Micah has said this.
I think so as well. Think how many players, like the St. Brown brothers, they've got a podcast. I think Cam Hayes, lots of players have podcasts, but Micah just happens to have the spotlight put on his.
Well, it's not just that. I don't know if Cam Hayward and the St. Brown brothers are commenting on, you know.
The Kelsey brothers podcast.
But would Micah be talking about, you know, he's already talking about his coach. You're right. The owner does speak. I don't know if Tomlin would be. So that's why, stay put. That's why I say
a lot of raccoons.
That's why save your breath. Save your breath.
Yeah, I mean, you don't believe they're going to make a change, do you? I mean,
who, the Steelers?
Yeah, no.
What do I know? I mean, this NFL world is totally unpredictable now. But you look at how Andy Reid found a new life. Do you think Andy Reid spends a split second thinking about, man, I wish I had finished up better in Philadelphia. I wish I had finished that job. I mean, every now and then, maybe he stares out the window for a split second and goes, I would have loved to have won a Super Bowl there. That would have been great.
I'm sure that has to cross his mind a little bit.
And then he's just like, oh, yeah, I mean, now I'm a Hall of Famer 5 years after I'm done. I've got multiple rings, and I can do this as long as I possibly want with a kid who's setting numbers before the age of 29 that not even Tom Brady set. And if Tomlin's sitting there maybe staring out the window, can I have that if I go somewhere else? Am I going to get that here?
Like I said, you got to find 15. And he don't grow on trees.
844-204-RICH, number to dial right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Who wants life insurance up to $2 million of same day coverage in as little as 10 minutes for as little as $2 a day? Of course you do. Certainly when it's 100% online and there's no med exams and only a few online health questions to help make sure that everybody in your life who you love is protected today with affordable online life insurance through Ethos. The mortgage, kids' education, and other costs could all be covered through Ethos as well. Straightforward protection for the people who matter most. Get a free quote at tryethos.com, TryEthos.com. Back on the Roku channel in a moment, but for those listening on Infinity Sports Network, it's a sports update time with Rich Ackerman. Let's talk TurboTax, people. You might be sitting there going, wait a minute, Rich. I don't get it. It's not April. Why am I thinking about my taxes now? Why should I? Because with TurboTax, you can have an expert file for you as soon as today. You get a TurboTax expert's undivided attention when you use TurboTax. And they work on your return in real time. Once upon a time, taxes is all about waiting and wondering and worrying. That's three things any fellow football fan can relate to, right? But nowadays, it's all about a TurboTax expert giving your taxes their undivided attention, just like your fantasy league waiver wire. Experts file with 100% accuracy so you can get your best return guaranteed. Know how it's all working for you right now rather than finding out at the last second and wondering if the person who's doing it for you knows what they're doing. With TurboTax, they've got an expert who knows what they're doing all the time. Now this is taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. As a business owner, you're always going that extra mile to pursue your passions. So you deserve partners who can help you go further with premium benefits and rewards. The American Express Business Platinum Card offers world-class business and travel benefits so you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. With the Amex Business Platinum Card, you can earn 1.5 times membership rewards points on select business purchases. And you can get complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Terms and points cap apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/Amex Business. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, this gentleman just called in. This is for you, Chris. This one's for you. George in Brockton, Massachusetts. What's up, George?
What's up, George?
Not much. I had a question for the Pats fan. What do you guys think about possibly trading down for some extra picks and picking up Tyler Warner at Penn State in the mid-round, first round?
So you'd move out of four. You wouldn't take
– about
so basically you're sitting there at four, and instead of Will Johnson out of my institution of higher learning –
Will Campbell, Abdul Carter.
Abdul Carter. That's some serious.
You'd rather. Abdul Carter's about the only other kid that I think is worth the fourth.
But pick. You do need. Thanks for the call, George. You do need a real friggin' weapon
we need
for
a lot
your
of people. Well, yeah, yeah.
You move down. And you get more picks.
You can't take a tight end.
But I don't think the issue is with that is I don't think anybody's trading all the way up to four.
Who are you going to get it for? Who are people trading up for? There's not, you know.
It could be Abdul Carter.
Maybe. I would rather him play for us. To be honest.
You know why? You know why? Because you have to put Josh Allen down on the ground.
Or try to, at least twice a year.
That is, not try to, you must.
Yeah, it has to be done.
Like, that's what the Ravens need to do this weekend. That's it. I know we're talking Lamar, and we just talked to Vaughn about needing to get physically prepped and mentally prepped to tackle Derrick Henry. But Josh Allen can counter that, personally, counter it, and get the train whistles going and the whole business.
Yep.
Like that, as we're beginning to unpack the keys to this game. And that is going to be how do the Ravens affect that front seven, front four? Can you get the pressure with the front four? And how do you sack them? I mean, the Broncos led the league in sacks and hardly touched them. So if you are trying to finally supplant, displace the Bills in the AFC East, first order of business, which is why I always thought the Jets were doing it right. You know, Quinn Williams, his brother behind him, Sauce to try and lock up at the time, Diggs, you know, and it kind of worked too.
I mean, you got the right guy. You got Sauce was the right move. Quinn Williams.
By the way, I think this was the first year in three that the Jets didn't beat the Bills. You know, don't forget last year. When Rodgers tore his Achilles, the Jets still somehow won that game against Buffalo.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, it was super smart to fire the guy who was leading the defense. Like, that was just genius ownership.
Stop. You know how I feel. But that's why I'm mentioning if you're the Patriots sitting at four.
Oh man,
you know, and you wind up, and I know you need you're thinking about weapons and whatever.
Tackle, you know.
No, but coming up with one of those stellar defensive players is not a bad way for Vrabel to start things off.
No.
And that kid, Abdul Carter.
I'd be very happy.
Who is that? Who said that he was two steps in front of the other end who's just as just He was excellent as well. Somebody said he was two steps upfield. Yeah, Daniel Jeremiah said he's two steps up the field. That's how quick get off he has.
Yeah.
Oh, my word. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show. The unexpected can happen at any time. You need to think about things like life insurance in advance. Ethos makes it easy as 1, 2, 3. Choose your coverage, apply in minutes, get covered in real time. No medical exam, just answer a few simple health questions. You're on your way with up to $2 million of term life protection with policies starting as low as $2 a day. Ethos is approving over 2,000 families a day for life insurance protection, all online and hassle-free. Get your free quote at tryethos.com. That's tryethos.com. Sending one out to all the Vikings fans out there. I know we came on the air yesterday, very LA-centric, and, you know, obviously whenever a team wins a playoff game, you focus on the team that's won, unless, you know, it's the Dallas Cowboys who lose. And, you know, and you focus on the team that's won, one for a city that really could use the morale boost like Los Angeles did. But the Vikings season went from thinking this is it to thinking it's not it. And it's kind of crazy, or knowing it's not it. And the thinking that it was it was a 5-0 start. The thinking that this is not it was a 5-day stretch in which they lost to Detroit and then lost to the Rams to go 5-2. Then they win 9 in a row. Sam Darnold, with that 9th straight win, winds up on the shoulders of his teammates because he just had his best career day against the Packers, and then a loss to Detroit and Rams in a spot of 8 days ends the season. And Albert Breer had this to say on What the Football about the future of the Vikings at the most important position.
Turn in a different direction, and that is to Minnesota.
Yep.
What a whole lot of questions they have to answer right now.
They don't have any choice on O'Connell. They waited a year too long, right? Like, they should have done it last year. So now Kevin holds all the cards, and the quarterback thing is way more complicated. There is an analogy here, and it was 2005 where the Chargers drafted Phillip Rivers in 04. At that point, they thought they were out on Drew Brees, and they thought Rivers would beat out Drew Brees in camp. Then Brees comes back pissed off, wins the job at camp, has a dynamite year. They win 12 games. Oh, God, what do we do? And then the Chargers decide, okay, we're gonna tag Brees and basically kick the can down the road for a year. So the next year, Brees gets hurt. They go to Rivers, and I think everything sort of worked out for everybody from there. That's an option for the Vikings now. It's just way more expensive to tag a quarterback than it used to be. And do you want to do that at $40 million? On the flip side, they could say, okay, like, we're going to walk away from Sam now. We're going to go to JJ. We love what we saw from him in camp. But the problem is, when is he going to be healthy? He's been through 2 knee surgeries now. Is he going to be there for any of OTAs? Is he going to be there for mini camp? You know, you loved what you saw in July and August, but you still have lost a full season of development behind the scenes that he would have gotten. And, you know, you've got other players in that locker room to serve. You've got a veteran team that now won, you know, 13 games 2 years ago and 14 games this year. So, you know, for your, you know, Justin Jeffersons, your Jordan Addisons, your TJ Hawkinsons, your Jonathan Grenards, like, they don't want to be part of an experiment. You know what I mean? Like, so if you're going to roll the dice on JJ McCarthy, you better be right. And I think the world of JJ, I think JJ's got a really bright future. But how good is he going to be in that first year for those veterans that are looking to try to chase a championship right now?
Question is, how does Sam Darnold value himself? And what do the Vikings do if he values himself higher than, say, the contract that the third inactive quarterback on Monday night got? His name's Daniel Jones, by the way.
Yes.
And then I think they let him walk, and then they just say, screw it, we're going with JJ. But if they can get him under a contract for 2 years, and it's something that they could even afford to bench Sam over if JJ is the guy, then that's the way they go about doing it. Obviously, Kevin O'Connell needs to be re-signed. And I'll tell you what, man. That from Albert's lips to the football god's ears for the Vikings, that if Sam Darnold is this Drew Brees of the equation and JJ McCarthy is the Phillip Rivers of the equation, that would work out for. But it's an interesting analogy. Check out that whole entire episode of What the Football. And then as soon as we are done, as which we are on the radio, No Contest Wrestling with TJ and O'Shea. Check that podcast out.
actor Michael Rosenbaum, he knows some of the most talented people in the business. And now he's getting the inside story.
Let's get inside of Heather Graham.
I can't look at like Boogie Nights and think that you were a nerd.
Johnny Knoxville.
You think you're going to do another Jackass movie?
What do your kids want?
Dad's not going to do that. Yeah. You got to be careful how you choose your heroes.
Hear from some of the most fascinating people in pop culture today.
Danny Trejo.
You're a legend. Do you know you're a legend?
You can't be a legend having this much fun.
The Inside of You podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.